You know, there are lots of exciting startups that are turning into fruition, that are becoming real big companies. Mark Gorlin in Atlanta is working right now, I think, on his fifth or sixth startup. But it's intriguing. It's called Roadie. It's an app-based shipping community. So if you want to get something across town or across the country and somebody else is driving there, then they can put in their back seat and take it for you. Mark Gorlin's the founder of Roadie and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I didn't give a very good explanation, but I mean, basically that's it, right? It's like Uber, but for stuff.
Yeah, we kind of call it friendshipping. We match up people and businesses and big enterprises with stuff to send with drivers that are going in the same direction. So we'll deliver everything from baggage from the airport. When you're leaving the airport, if Delta needs to get something to a passenger, somebody can get paid for going home if they have to deliver it three streets over from Home Depot. If you're delivering a drill and you happen to be at the store, you can take it and deliver it for them. And again, like you said, for your neighbor, you need to deliver a crib to your sister before the baby comes. If someone's heading two states away, they can deliver that too. So we deal with all of that, but we use the natural resource, which is the 250 million people that are already on the road every day and the capacity in those vehicles.
So, I mean, in this particular case, I would guess the fear would be that somebody might take that luggage that they picked up at the airport, instead of delivering it to you, you know, delivering it to some pawn shop or Fitz. How do you keep that from happening?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, all the drivers are background checked. We also have tracking of every driver that's in the system and communication with them back and forth. So there's actually, when people are, you know, getting a benefit for doing what they're already doing, really have very little problem with that sort of stuff. People are generally good and want to help one another. And if you get paid a little something to do it as well, it tends to bring out the best and attract good people.
I mean, conceptually, I like it. And in fact, I can see using it. What I'm intrigued by is how you keep coming up with these ideas and starting them and getting them funded. Cabbage was yours with some other guys, very successful, lending to small businesses. I was looking at the backing that you have, Stevens and Company and Eric Schmidt's Tomorrow Ventures and Guggenheim Partners are involved with you. Where do you get the sponsorship? Is it like Shark Tank?
It's not like Shark Tank. You tend to get to know people over a bunch of years, and if people do well in prior deals you've done, they're at least willing to give you a listen on what your next idea is. I've been fortunate that most of the people that invested in Roadie were in Cabbage, and some were in deals 20 years ago with me. So they I guess they tend to realize I can't keep a job, so they keep investing in whatever the new deal is.
But there has to be an exit strategy. I mean, at some point you take this public or it gets rolled in and bought by IBM or Braco, or I mean, something has to end it, right?
I've never thought of Braco. honestly, we just look to build. I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, we've had an app out since the beginning of 2015, getting stuff delivered. I figure UPS has a 107-year head start on us. I mean, we really want to change the way that delivery works, particularly with the high interest right now and like last mile and everybody competing with Amazon. So don't think so much about where it lands eventually. If you run the business right and you grow it right, that sort of takes care of itself.
But I'm thinking from an investor's standpoint. I mean, if I'm Warren Stevens of Stevens and Company, I invest with you, I expect some return on my money, or maybe all my money back plus some at some point in time. How does that happen?
You build a business that has value. You build revenue, you build customers, and you build an architecture and system, in Roadie's case, that's never really existed before, utilizing, you know, regular people's vehicles as capacity, where you have an asset-free delivery system. You don't have all the, I don't have any trucks, I don't have any, I don't change windshield wipers, I don't have complex sorting centers like the traditional package carriers. Right. So if you can build a delivery service that doesn't have all those costs, and can make a lot of money at it, you build a valuable business, and everybody that invests with you benefits from it at the same time.
How do you build in, if you can, a barrier to entry? I mean, Uber certainly hadn't been knocked off by Lyft, but there are Lyft and lots of other similar services that have started up in competition. What keeps somebody from competing with you?
Not a lot. I mean, there's a lot of... doing it the way we're doing it is hard to build because it's kind of like if you took eBay, Airbnb, and UPS and spun them together in a bucket. Where a lot of other delivery services tend to be more like couriers that slap an app in front of them. But I mean, the way that you fend that off is just to execute and go and get more deals than they can, go and get more money than they can, get better PR, have more loyal customers. I mean, I worried about that a lot in earlier deals, like who's going to be coming after us. But you know, if you take care of your own and you take care of your own going after your own business, you'll find that the others don't bother you all that much. I mean, Uber, for example, I mean, they had a product in this area called Uber Rush, and they pulled out of it several months ago. Delivery and logistics is hard. It's different than people. People are packages with legs that can get out and go find their way. Stuff doesn't do that.
And food delivery has to be more immediate. I mean, you can't just wait for a day or so to find somebody who's headed in that direction. I mean, if you order a pizza, you want it while it's still warm.
Yeah, that's preferable. And I don't want to be responsible if your caramel macchiato is not just so or the right temperature when it reaches you. So we tend to stay away from that type of delivery. We'll do some catering stuff, but if it's free plan, but that kind of delivery is great. And Uber Eats is doing great at it, but it's not for us.
So I'm thinking, since this is your, sixth enterprise, you've probably got another one in your back pocket. Anything you're working on right now?
No, this is fifth. This is enough work right now. I'm sure I'll try to keep another one from coming up anytime soon. I think Roadie's got a long life ahead of it. So I really see, I mean, it's, you often look for like super trends that are going on, and like last mile delivery is white hot. Trying to compete with Amazon is white hot right now among all these retailers and figuring out how to get things from here to there. People want things honestly freer and faster. That's the thing, and we're trying to figure out how to do it in probably the most frictionless way, which is people that are already on the road anyway.
Well, I know you're in Dallas. You're obviously in Atlanta. How many cities are you in now?
We're in every state. We've got over 80,000 drivers across the United States. We've delivered everything from keys to cupcakes, kittens, to stuff from most major retailers you can imagine.
Well, when they legalize marijuana, then maybe that's an even bigger market for you.
someone will probably get that market.
I would think. Mark Gorland is the founder of Roadie, R-O-A-D-I-E. Enjoyed talking with you. Thanks a lot for the time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.